Welcome to Hammer Don.
Don.
Number one sports gambling podcast show, live show, coming out of PMI offices. I am Tone Diggs, joined by the still hot gambling Mr. Pat McAfee.
Hello.
With, I think, the best glasses that I've seen on your face so far.
Thank you.
Gumpy, who also went 1-0 last night with the Denver Broncos.
Yes, sir. It's the table. It's the table, Tone.
It's a good table. And our esteemed colleague for the show, former NFL GM, Mr. Michael Lombardi.
Can't even show his face. Can't even show his face.
It's so hot. I mean, I could feel the fire burning in Indianapolis. He's on fire. He's on fire, this man.
Hey, yeah. I mean, the hat's off.
It's all emotion, too. We know nothing about anything. Me and Gumpy, we drop a couple nukes, Gumpy nukes. Then we just kind of ride the wave here. And I'll tell you, you're never going to be like this. I'm not going to be like this for long. Actually, I'm not planning for any bad days. Michael Lombardi told me that yesterday. But it's nice to be where we're at right now, knowing we're probably going to make money every time we say something.
Michael, I unfortunately had the under last night because I saw two bad offenses, but I also didn't realize that the Jets, every time that they got a third down stop, were going to then take their helmets off and beat the fuck out of whoever had the ball for the Broncos, and also that the defensive back was just going to have a ball go right through his hands.
Yeah, I mean, you can't handicap for the stupidity, right? You know, it's like Parcells used to say, we're too stupid to be any good, right? you can't handicap when you've got a stupidity involved. I mean, you know, it's great that the Broncos won, but the Jets basically stupidly gave them the game. And, you know, what can you do? You know, I thought Darnold tried to play as best he could. He gave it everything he had. But, you know, like you said, on third down, I mean, they just stupidly make plays. When you give up touchdowns on interceptions and you still win, the other team has to be stupider than you ever thought, right?
Yes. Michael, if you were the GM of that team, how long does Gase have left?
What's that? I'm sorry.
If you were the GM of that team, how long does Gase have left?
Oh, you know, I would hold him because I don't want to. I want to keep losing. I want to keep losing. I mean, this is, as my grandmother used to tell me when I was a kid. This is your bed. You got to lay in it. This is his bed. He's got to lay in it. You know, and what am I going to do by firing him? Where am I going to get to? I'm going to blame the bad players for losing on Gase, even though he deserves some of the blame, but. Like, some of those players don't belong on NFL rosters either, and that's Joe Douglas's fault too. So, you know, for me, I let him sit there. This is his best. He's got to lay in it.
Michael, another over last night. Is it just irresponsible to bet unders at this point? Like, should we maybe wait a few weeks to see, like, where the scoring goes?
You know, I said on VSiN yesterday, I thought the over would be in play only because, and I heard what you said, and you made sense and all that, but when you have two bad teams playing against each other, bad defenses, really, and I don't think the Broncos are a great defense, points usually happen. I mean, football's football, right? You know, and typically the better teams, like say Baltimore playing Washington this week. Well, Baltimore's going to stop Washington because Washington can't score, but I thought neither team was going to be able to stop one another. And I thought the, you know, 41-42, the over, that's low, and that went over quickly.
Well, I would appreciate next time if you and maybe Pat and Gumpy, when I'm saying fucking dumb shit like that,
like my pick with I didn't have a conviction on it. I just it's all theory, you know. It's like it's a theory game, and Gump's over there with the stats, so I get intimidated. I run for the hills.
I mean Brett Rypien was slinging it last night.
My stats were hot. What was I going to say here? Michael, you have to get out of here in a little bit, so we're just going to go straight to the picture.
You're taking a COVID test? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, our neighbors had a daughter had to take it, so we all have to take it. So, yeah, I'm just coming back from it now. Hopefully I did better in the test than I did on my on any of my college exams, so hopefully I'm going to be able to pass this thing.
Is that your first time getting a COVID test?
Yeah, no, first time. I mean, you know, I don't deal with too many people, so I'm pretty good. Smart. I stay in that office, and I got my dogs and my buddy, and that's about it. So I'm pretty safe. I don't get out much.
The first time you take a COVID test, it's the first time I ever truly thought I had COVID when I was getting the test. I was like, oh, shit, I definitely got it now. They shove that thing all the way to your brain. That's the one I got done. And the guy that administered the test to me had a full Laramie Tunzel gas mask on. It was insane.
Yeah. Well, this one, they went down your throat. They have a new one. You go down your throat a little bit.
I don't like that either. I don't like getting strep tests either.
I will puke. I have a gag reflex.
Yeah, right. They didn't have to go all the way up. I mean, my nose is too big for it to go down. It probably, they would have needed like to drill two more holes in it, you know?
1,000%. All right, Pat, you still have honors to choose who you want to go first for this week's pick, since you are in the lead.
I would like Michael Lombardi to go first because I know that he just got something shoved down his throat and he lost last night. He probably wants to get these out and get on the road as fast as possible. So I'd like Mr. Lombardi to go
first. I mean, I can go first. I like, you know, one of the games I like the Chargers +7 down in Tampa. I think the Chargers always play better against better level of competition. I think getting 7's a lot of points for them. My power ranking had this game, it should have been 3.5 to 4. So, you know, whoa. I know Todd Bowles' defense is really good against a young quarterback, but I think if you look at points per play, you look at a lot of statistical data, the Chargers have played really well this year. You know, they had a chance to beat the Chiefs. They didn't do it. You know, they were fortunate to win the opening game. I like Herbert. I want to take the points. I'm not sold that the Bucs are a great team.
Michael, do you have any concerns? It came out a little bit ago today, I'm not sure if you saw it or not, that Brian Bulaga and Trey Turner are going to be out this week.
They're doubtful for the game?
No, yeah, they are out.
They're out for the game. Yeah. I'm concerned about their offensive line. But, I mean, look, you know, they got to play it, and we'll see how it goes. I would lean away from it at that point if they're out. But the line, to me, is moving towards the Chargers. So I know it's shot up originally, but I think it's been holding pretty good.
Okay, who else you got?
All right, I like the Brownies this week. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Brownies in the 4.5. I think the Brownies have played really well. If you go back and watch Minnesota play New Orleans, this is going to be a recap of the game. Minnesota in the playoff game with Kevin Stefanski, they played against New Orleans with Mike Nolan, who's now at Dallas. Mm-hmm. So they moved the ball pretty well in that game. I think they'll move the ball. I think the Browns can run the ball on the Cowboys defense. I think the Cowboys can win, but I think it's going to be a close game. The only thing that concerns me about the game is Baker Mayfield making a huge mistake coming back to Texas. Tyrod Smith, I'm not sure he's going to play in the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's a concern. But for the Cowboys, I like the Brownies. I think the Brownies are playing well.
Yeah, I'm also on the Browns. And also, like you talked about the run game with Stefanski against the Dallas defense. But also, when they do pass, the ability for Baker to go against that dreadful Dallas Cowboys secondary that has not looked great.
No, the Cowboys defense, I mean, look, the Cowboys should be 0-3. We all know that.
1,000%. Yeah, the lucky onside kick. All right, what's your third pick?
My third pick is I'm going to go with the Detroit Football Lions there.
Me too.
The Saints are not playing as well as they have. I think Michael Thomas is not a lock to play in the game. And I think the Lions will move the football, and I think they're pretty good. They're tough to play at home.
All right, so you are on the Chargers +7, the Browns +4.5, and the Lions +4.5. Do you have anything else?
I'm going to take the doggies, yeah.
All the dogs. I love when we're coming up with pups. Go ahead, Gummy. What do you got?
One quick question before you jet, Mike. Any thoughts on the Dolphins-Seahawks game?
I mean, I'm 0 for Seattle, right? Every time I've bet against Seattle, they've beaten me. If I had any guts, I would take Miami in this one because I think it's a long trip for Seattle. Jamal Adams is out in the game. And I think you can move the ball on Seattle's defense, but I'm not touching. I now have a new golden rule. I'm not touching Russell Wilson.
Michael, I thought an interesting game was a couple of 0-3 teams this week, Vikings and Texans. Do you have a lean to that game?
You know, I think this will be a high-scoring affair. I think both defenses are terrible. You know, I think Deshaun Watson's got to play better. They've got to play better in Houston's offense. I think Will Fuller could have a huge day this week because, I mean, there's nobody in Minnesota that can cover. I mean, Minnesota's defense can't cover anybody. So, I mean, I know 4.5's the line. I think it'll be a closer game, but I do think the Texans win this one.
Yeah, and to your point there, I was looking at this earlier. So the Minnesota defense, I believe, is 30th against the pass, and then the Houston defense is 30th against the run. So we'll see the little bit of opposite as far as offenses go in that game.
I do think it'll be a high score. I do think both teams will be able to move the football. You know, in light of no holding calls once again, and in light of the Jets and two bad teams going over, I think it's another overplay here.
Does anybody know where this picture of Michael Lombardi's from that's on the screen?
Michael, you're wearing...
I can't hear you guys.
Michael, you're wearing this picture that we have up for you. I believe you're wearing a nice looking suit and a nice peacoat, and you have this beautiful red and brown scarf. It might be when you're the GM of the Browns, so honestly.
It probably was. It's probably we were playing the Patriots that day. Yep, it sure is.
You look like a mob boss, a miserable one at that.
I look too.
Pat, you have anything for Michael before
we get out of here? All right, guys, I got to run. Okay. Thanks, guys.
See you, Bob.
All right.
I mean, he just. I mean, he went off that conversation, didn't he?
Well, thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's. I hope he didn't fail the test.
Had to get a COVID test.
I've taken four at this point, and they are all, I mean, it is.
So he has the Chargers plus +7, the Browns plus +4.5, the Lions plus +4.5. Do you want to do yours?
Yeah, it kind of screwed me because I had the Lions. I announced it earlier, but since I didn't want to take two of his three, right? I didn't want to have the same of you two can. Of his three. Well, I went with the Giants at Los Angeles plus +13. Okay. The Giants broke my heart last week.
Back on them.
It's not going to happen again. Joe Judge is a big, like, hey.
What is your infatuation with this Giants?
I don't know. I just feel like at some point they're going to play football good. Did you see them celebrate when he jumped on that fumble? Did you see that whole team celebrate?
I did.
Did you hear Saquon Barkley say the entire team is bought in? Now, I just think at some point you're going to play a game that you'll be able to keep it within 13.
Hey, no surprise here, but it looks like from my information, the Sharps and the Big Money are both on the Giants this weekend.
Well, exactly. That's what I...
Obviously.
That's what I thought. That makes me feel good. I like the Browns at the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
I like that a lot. Just because the Cowboys, I still think they're trying to figure some things out. And the Browns, you know, I watched Stefanski mic'd up.
Yes.
Fucking love him. I'm a big Stefanski guy. Normally, those super nerds that go to those nice places are just like insufferable to hear whenever they talk. That dude was very cool, very relatable. He had a couple smart ass comments in there, and he dropped a fuck immediately upon being mic'd up,
which is awesome,
which I like a lot. So I like Stefanski. I like that team, and I don't know how I feel about Lombardi being on it as well. He probably has that theory thing. I like that. I like that, and I like the Arizona Cardinals minus -3 at the Carolina Panthers. That's a long trip, but Kyler Murray did not have his best outing last week, and that team goes as he goes. And I think whenever you're a freak athlete like that, a guy who's been drafted in the top five in both sports, baseball and football, whenever you have like a humbling game, I feel like you bounce back normally the next game. So I think Kyler Murray, I like that pick a lot. So those are my three locks.
And the Panthers defense, kind of a good team to get back on the right track if you're the Cardinals. So wait, I have you as four locks. Do you have just three?
Well, my teaser.
Well, I have the Lions.
No. Keep the Lions.
You don't want the
taken
Lions.
Off.
Lions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lions. I took the Lions out.
Oh, because you didn't want the Lombardi.
Yeah, I didn't want 2/3.
Yes, I have your teaser, Pat's.
Thank you. And my teaser is my fourth one.
Pat's Super Boost this week on FanDuel. Max bet 50. It wins 85. The odds go from plus +123 to plus +170. It's a three-team teaser. You could get the Patriots at plus +14.5 against the Chiefs.
Lock it up.
The Ravens minus -5.5 against the Washington football team.
Lock it up.
And the Packers plus a half on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons.
Lock it up.
That's 50 to win 85, going from plus +123 to plus +170. I tell you what, my friend, I like it.
You like it. So I'm going 4-for-4 this week and probably just up those ratings.
I assume you will go 4-for-4. Gumpy, what do you have this week?
Game we touched on, Tony. I am taking the Texans minus -3.5.
Okay.
It has been a wild week for the Vikings.
Got the hook there, huh?
And, well, you want -4? You can take it -4.
No. I'm just saying it's a tough hook. I hope it doesn't land on three for you.
What are you doing? Is he cooking games right now?
No, Tony's on the Vikings trying to get in my head.
Oh.
Go ahead. What else do you got?
I'm on the Cardinals as well.
Okay.
I don't see the Panthers giving them too many problems.
Listen, if you guys don't know, you guys should get on the cards because when Pat and Gumpy are on the same side, it's been hot.
And I don't like the Colts minus -2.5. I do like the Colts money line here.
Oh,
let's get a win, but we don't know by how much.
Because I feel like the Colts have to win on the road. They got a lot to prove, and the Bears without Tariq Cohen, I'm just not sold on the Bears just yet.
Nick Foles, it's a whole new football team.
Do you have any Gumpy Nukes for why you're taking those picks?
I have one for this one.
Go ahead.
The Raiders plus +3 against the Bills.
Oh, so you're going four picks this week.
You're going against the Bills?
The Rams.
No. This is the
hey, this
the,
is me. This
the
is
opinions
me.
Of this Canadian man me. Here do not reflect yep. that of his employer or his coworkers.
The Rams ran for 167 okay. on the Bills last week. There's no reason the Raiders can't do the same. And their tight ends were the same. They were 85 yards. I mean,
so you like the matchup.
I like the matchup. And
those are bombs, nukes.
If the Buccaneers drop to under 7, I'm hopping on the Buccaneers.
Really?
Yeah.
You like the Bucs, huh?
I think they're good.
Lombardi said you're stupid for them.
That's fine.
I'm just telling you what he said. I didn't. And by the way, I don't know if I'm on your side or not in that particular case, but normally I like your big brain. I don't like that Lombardi called you a dumbass for that one.
He did say if those two offensive linemen are out, he doesn't like as much. So, you know.
It turned into a lean, he says, which I like that. I like the old, like, hey, it's a lean.
Not yeah, I mean, because you could kind of get yourself out of some things.
Yeah. It's like, well, people are saying.
It's always good when the lean hits.
So. Yeah, well, yeah, I said.
Told you.
You know, I thought it was going to happen, but it didn't.
All right, I got three
do
picks.
Do people watch a show live? They do, huh?
Yeah.
We're currently on air?
We are currently live on air, yeah.
All right. Are we going to put the rankings, the records up?
Oh, yeah, they'll go up.
Okay.
They'll go up.
I just want to – sometimes I like
we're
to
gonna
see
we're going to talk about the Broncos win?
Go ahead. Talk about it.
It's a great game.
How about us, dude? And when I want to put in the bet, I know I said under on the show. I said Broncos in the under. Is like, because I got a little bit ahead of myself. Everybody else made one bet. I had to do fucking two. You know what I mean?
In your defense, there was a lot of stats we put out to the under. I think you got caught in the moment.
You dig it? That happens on this show
sometimes. Which, by the way, I am a ride-the-wave guy. I am very much. But when I got home and actually had to put the bets in, I went Broncos plus whatever, Broncos money line and the over. And boy, I had a big one last night. The records won't show that, but I had a massive one.
I mean, the record is – go ahead, Mitt. Throw up the record.
Thank you, Mitt. If we can
Mitt, can you throw up the record, please?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Look at us.
Currently, Gumpy's 11-7. Pat is 12-6. I am 9-8. And Lombardi is 4-5. Yikes. I mean, I just – did I just hear a yikes from the piece of shit in the back?
Oh, that's Connor. He's still in a survival thing.
Still in the survivor pool?
There's only two people in a survival thing.
Yeah, I mean, keep going on the public, dude. You're going to lose. You're going to fucking lose.
I mean, we'll see.
You're going to lose. All right, let me go. These are my picks.
What do you got? Let's hear it,
Tony. My picks for the week.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go, Tony.
This is the week.
This is your week, Tony.
This is the week,
Tony. Let's go, Tony.
Here we go, Tony.
Let's not fucking patronize me like I got a losing record, okay?
No. What we're saying is we're saying you could do great this week.
You could be with the table. It could be like a connection.
Oh, look at us. All three of us. And Lombardi's the outcast.
You could just be fire the whole way.
I got the Browns plus 4.5.
Yeah. Okay, we like it.
We're on the Browns plus 4.5. I'm on the Vikings plus 3.5.
Oh, Against our Canadian friend.
I'm against Gumpy. Even though Gumpy's hot, we've only gone against each other, I think, once this year.
It's always a good battle, Tony.
It is always a good battle. The reason I'm going that, by the way,
fight!
The Vikings are number one in the league in rushing, and the Houston's number 27 in stopping the run. On the other side, though, Vikings are number 30 in stopping the pass. So it's I got more faith, though. I think it's easier to run the ball than it is to throw a ball.
You see?
I'm not going to argue there. I won't argue with you.
Okay.
It's smart. You kind of are, though, because you picked against it.
And then my guaranteed loss of the week is I have the under 43 for the Chargers and Bucks, which I said this morning I was never going to take an under again, but I just
did. That's a low number, too.
I mean, this is the highest over-under we've seen.
Are either of these teams going to score?
I don't know.
Chargers definitely aren't going to score.
Wow, Air Bear, you don't think he's just going to see the greatness?
I think Tampa's defense is really good.
Yeah, they are unbelievable. They are absolutely unbelievable. And Tom Brady, maybe the offense figures it out. You know what I mean? And maybe Gronk continues to get loose.
It helped that Godwin was out. Because last time Godwin was out, they didn't.
Scotty Miller is questionable as well.
Scotty Miller.
No.
Scotty Miller runs a 4.25 from the slot. So
Scotty doesn't know.
So.
Scotty doesn't know that his hamstring is.
Fournette's out, but that doesn't mean anything to me because Rojo's in there.
Rojo's a beast.
Doing fine.
He's large, isn't he?
I like it.
Coming out of college, I could be wrong here, but at USC, he seemed like he was more of an agile, not a large back. He has made quite a transformation once he's been in the NFL.
Well, it's good. It's like those basketball players in high school that are the point guard, and then they get like a 7-inch growth spurt, so they have the handles and the size. That's good if you're once the agile back that puts on size, because now guess what? You're what we call a dual factor game changer.
You're a five-tool player. Bingo. You're a five-tool player. All right, let's run down the bets real quick. Lombardi has the Chargers plus 7, the Browns plus 4.5, the Lions plus 4.5. Pat has his teaser, Pats plus 14.5, the Ravens minus 5.5, the Packers plus 1.5. That's a super boost on FanDuel this week. You get that at plus 170.
Bingo.
50 to win $85. The Giants at plus 13, Browns at plus 4.5, Cards at minus 3.
Wow.
Gumpy's got the Cards at minus 3.
Wow.
Texans minus 3.5.
Yeah.
Colts money line and the Raiders plus 3.
I don't like you on that Colts money line, dude. I thought we all agreed to stay away from that Colts game this weekend.
Because you don't know what Nick Foles is going to do.
Because nobody knows. And we got Zito in here. Zito's in here just, he's ready for Nick Foles to be potentially
bear down
next Super Bowl champ.
It just feels like after how the first game went in Jacksonville that they need to prove it on the road. That's my only.
Me and Gubby were talking this morning. It wasn't the greatest. When you looked at the games this weekend, it wasn't the easiest week to pick. It didn't seem like.
There's a lot of tough lines. But there's some big ones, too. Ravens.
There's a lot of tough
lines.
Mind
you, I loved the board last week, and I went 2-3.
By the way, I just want to let everybody know, despite what I just said about tough games, I love every board.
I know you do.
Yeah, I love every board.
That's because you're a confident human being. I'm not a confident human being.
Oh, come on. That's why you got to make these choices. And I'm going to live and die by this thing, too. At some point, I'll catch a schneid.
No, sure. I don't think so. Not this year.
Catch a schneid for sure.
All right. Before we get out of here, let's do the Survivor. Connor and Nick is our left. Nick jetted for the hometown of Pittsburgh. So he's not here to make his pick. Gumpy and I will make the pick for him. Connor, please go with your pick first.
Yeah, I'll go with my pick. Thanks, Tony. Really appreciate it. Loved all your picks. I could just have a couple questions for you. Who's the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, boys?
Kyler Murray.
And where did he go to school in college?
Texas A&M.
And what conference? And that's not true. And what conference was Oklahoma in?
Big 12.
And at the Big 12, when Kyler Murray was there, boys, who was the head coach of Baylor?
Matt Rhule,
and he is now in Carolina, and you know what defense he brought with him from Baylor to Carolina was?
Phil Snow's double stack.
Exactly. Kyler Murray threw for 400 yards and 6 touchdowns against that defense. The Arizona Cardinals, -2, will be my Survivor pick.
That makes me feel really good with your Gumpy nuke there in the middle of your Survivor
pick. I'm actually impressed by all your research and stuff there, but don't tell me I'm wrong. He did go to Texas A&M, so.
Okay, but
he transferred. He got famous in Oklahoma.
No one really talks about Oklahoma.
By the way, Connor's been sitting back there for what, 7-8 minutes, and hasn't said a word. So that I think also
he has fucking piped his big fucking mouth in.
But nowhere near as much as any of us would have expected. I think you've had a great day today, and I was actually excited for you to kind of pop in earlier, and you never did. So
I didn't want to step on anyone. You guys are going. You guys are running. I don't want to interrupt the flow of the show. It's fantastic. You guys are crushing it.
Did you get Nick Survivor pool?
I have it.
Okay.
This is from Nick's mouth. For my Survivor pool pick, I will take the Chiefs, and I don't even want the charity point down to -5.5. Keep it at 6.5. I want Connor's own team to be his undoing.
Wow.
It would also be his undoing if my team does, in fact, cover that 6.5.
That
Nick.
Is how it works.
The wheel is a two-way street.
Exactly. That is, in fact, how this game works. So Connor is on the Cardinals, and Nick is on the Chiefs. He doesn't want the point. He's going to keep it at 6.5.
That's a wild move.
It's a dumb move. This is something that Nick will lose on, right? And Nick will tell us that this is our fault. This is what happens. But you know what?
No, he's a man of integrity.
Okay.
Unlike Connor.
All right. Well, you know what?
See, I knew something was coming. I knew something was coming from that guy.
Oh, so he's setting himself up for an excuse whenever he loses, if he loses?
Exactly.
Wow. And if he wins and you both win, it goes another week, he'll be like, yeah, but I'm the guy who's not even taking the +1 to kind of get you to potentially do it.
I'm not scared, no. Hey, Nick, why would we change the game when we're at the finals, buddy? I'm not going to fucking mess around here. This is a Survivor pool. This isn't just some freaking joke.
All right, before we get out of here, let's play a game. Games we haven't talked about. Jags, Bengals. Bengals are 3-point favorites. Who are we taking?
Bengals.
Oh, man. Mania, baby.
It's in Cincy.
Bungles.
Seahawks at Dolphins. Dolphins are 6-point six-point dogs at home.
Dolphins very good against the Seahawks at home.
Seattle Seahawks win by 20.
Seahawks all day.
I love Kyle Van Noy. I love all of them, but Russell Wilson's on his MVP march and this whole thing.
Fitzy could throw for 6.
I agree, he could, but then Russell will throw for 10. Like, that's just the way it goes.
Eagles at Niners. Niners are getting 7. Eagles.
Niners.
Niners.
I was going to go with the Eagles, too, by the way. I feel like that's a lot of points. Who's playing quarterback for them?
For
Nick
who?
Mullins. Nick Mullins is playing quarterback. Do they have everybody out that they had out for the last
two? Kittle's back. Yeah.
Oh, that's a game changer. How healthy is he?
He's about good. As healthy good as you go. Can be with a torn MCL.
He's not on the injury report.
Oh, that's a game changer there.
If that drops to 6.5, too, I would jump on that.
Bye. Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
All right, it's been Hammer Don. Appreciate it, everyone. Good luck with your bets. Don't forget to send at Hammer Don on Instagram and Twitter your winning bet slips.
Winners, winners, winners.
We will repost that.
It's the weekend here. As soon as you wrap this up, so I am in a great
mood. And it is the weekend. You kind of look like that like cool guy with the gif of who puts his glasses on. You know who I'm talking about?
Which guy? Hold on.
He's from, I think he was from that Breakfast Club movie.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it.
Neither have I, but the gif.
Bender's the cool guy, though. That's the technically that guy.
You got to do like one of these.
What, to the camera?
No, like.
What's he do?
Yeah, let me.
I don't think I've ever seen.
Yeah, this guy isn't the cool guy in the movie.
Oh, he's not the cool guy?
No.
Who cares? No. Nobody's seen the fucking movie at this point.
Oh, the Breakfast Club?
No.
It's going to revive the movie theaters.
What's a Breakfast Club? This is the one where they all hang out on Saturdays or whatever?
Yeah, detention. You know, everyone gets together.
I had detention one time.
This guy.
Detention was the worst.
That kid stinks.
Oh, he puts the glasses on. And just
I've never seen the movie, but judging by this gif, I mean, he seems like the cool guy.
No, he's the...
He's probably the coolest guy I've ever seen, by the way, that guy right there.
This guy isn't the cool guy?
Yeah, he is the least cool guy. He is technically the nerd trying to be the cool guy. And I'm not calling him a nerd.
Oh,
that is what he's justified as in the movie. He calls himself
that. You are a big piece of shit.
You're a scumbag, you are.
I'm a scumbag. No, I'm just calling it how it was in the movie. I'm reiterating.
You're unbelievable, dude. All right, we'll see you on Monday with another episode of Hammer Don, 3:30 right here. Hopefully Michael will be able to join us via
what's that all about?
Via FaceTime.
Didn't even want to show his face, dude.
Why? Well, I mean, that's what the COVID will, if you potentially have COVID, will do to you.
Smells like 0-7.
No one should be ashamed.
Connor, I'm taking these glasses, by the way.
Ah, yeah, fair enough. They're awesome.
I am a big fan of these glasses.
They remind me of Flash Gordon's when he had those on the sideline.
Oh, yeah,
just a little smaller.
If I ever get back into the professional wrestling world, which I'm not saying I'm anywhere near or in conversations to do so, but if I ever do, I think there's a pretty solid chance you're going to see me walk out with these bad boys. These things are awesome.
I think those shoes, too, to be honest.
Bro, these old school classics. Ooh. These are called something to BBFS.
Oh, BB3s.
BBFS.
The big, biggest, fattest stooge. Reebok Classics.
All right, see you Monday, 3:30. Hammer Don. Good luck.